is Daf Yudzayin. So, right, Yudzayin, we got down to the two dots there, around 10 lines down or so. The Gemara says, Kama Yechel Min HaTevel. So this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Yud Gimel had a machlokas. How much do you have to eat and be chayiv? So the Tanakhama says you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon rather said you're chayiv kol shu. If you eat even a small amount, even a kol shu, you're chayiv malkos. The Chachamim, whom we paskin like, say you, it's only until you, once you have a kazayas, are you going to be chayiv. And then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon said back to him, will you not agree to me if you eat a nimal, if you eat a little ant, which is a kol shu, that you're chayiv then? So you see, even less than a kazayas, one's chayiv. And the response is, well, that's different. It's a briya, so that's a birya. That's a entity in its own right, so therefore it has chashivas. But if it's not an entity in its own right, then you would need a shir of a kazayas to be chayiv. And then the response back was, so he says, but even a chita achas is kibriyasa, even a small kernel of a chita, that's called a briyasa. So you should be chayiv even for that amount. Why would you say you need a kazayas of chita? Isn't a small kernel considered a birya bifnei asma? So that was the dialogue in the Mishnah. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Bibi, Amar Rav Ishimon ben Lakish, Machlokis Bechita. The whole debate is with respect to a chita, this kernel of wheat, whether that's considered a birya or not. Aval bekemach divya kol kazayis. If you ground it up and made it into flour, it's no longer into the initial state. So even then, Rabbi Shimon will agree you need a kazayis. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar, he quotes Reish Lakish saying differently, Kemachlokis bezu, kach machlokis bezu. No. There's even a machlokas with respect to the ground flour, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees in that case that you're chayiv. Rashi says here, kach machlokas bezu, de kasava Rabbi Shimon bechol ha-yisurin kol shulamakos. With respect to yisurin, any amount, even a small little piece of flour, you're going to be chayiv, velo amru kazayis ela le'inin karbon al shigyas kares. The only time Rabbi Shimon acknowledges a need for kazayis is when you have to bring a karbon. And it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. But aside from that, there's an isser when it comes to even a kol shu. So this pretty much connects to the regular discussion of a chati shirasa min Torah. But this is more than that, because it sounds like from Rabbi Shimon, chati shir, rather, we hold chati shir as aser only because chazal it's terufe, because it connects to a greater shir. But Rabbi Shimon says, this is mamash aser, this is a real isser b'fnei atzmo, not because chazal it's terufe, a kol shu is an isser. So it really comes out as we have really three levels of shirim and isser in general. There's the kol shu, Rabbi Shimon, which is mamash aser. Then there is the chati shir, which is only aser because it chazal it's terufe. And then there's the actual shir of a kazayis, which is going to be a real bona fide isser, according to all opinions. Gemara now says, quote from our Mishnah, Tanan. Amar lam Rabbi Shimon, Iyatem, they said, Rabbi Shimon says to Chachamim, that Iyatem Odim, will you not agree to me, Be'ocha Namal, if you eat a little ant, Kol Shu, a small ant, Shuchayiv, of course, Shuchayiv for that. And that's less than a Kazayas. Amulo, they said back to Rabbi Shimon, Bifnei Shu Kibriyasa, that's a Birya, that's an entity, Bifnei Atzmo. So Amar Lehen, Sa'af Chita Achas Kibriyasa, it's even a Chitas. So the Gemara learns from the response of Rabbi Shimon, chita in kemachlo. We see that a flour would not be subject to this. This is a support for Rabbi Bibi's understanding of Reish Lakish, that even Rabbi Shimon will agree that kemach needs a kazayis. So the Gemara says no. Back, l'divrehem kamar lehu. Rabbi Shimon was just responding back in the world of Chachamim. L'didi, according to me, afil kemach nami, I'll agree even for a small piece of flour, Rabbi Shimon agreed your aser, like Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding of Reish Lakish. According to you, Chachamim, who require a birya, odeli, you should at least admit to me, mias dechita achas kibriyasa, that one kernel of grain is considered a birya and chayiv. So Chachamim say back, no, Rabbanan biryas nishama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. Only a birya of a nishama, something that's animated, something that's alive, like an animal, like an ant, it's considered a birya. But a wheat, which is not alive, that is has no neshama to it, that will not be chayiv, even if it is a birya. And Tani Kavasa de Rabbi Yirmiya, there's a brace that supports this position of Rabbi Yirmiya, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shulamakos, any amount, even for kemach, yichai malkos, lo amru kazayis, ela linen carbon. Like Rashi said, the only time you need a kazayis for Rabbi Shimon is with respect to bringing a carbon. Look at Tosus here, dear Moscow. There's only one here, Rabbanim. He says, Tema, the Beperk Gid Anashe, Aminan Shiny Gid Anagid, De Biryahu, Velo Batil. Gid is something, if a Gid Anashe is mixed with something else, you can never be Mevatil it because it has a shame Bifnei Atzmo. De Afagav, De Lesbe, Neshama. But there's no neshama to it. Gita nasha is dead. It's no different than a chita. It's not a birya b'vnei atzmo. It's part of an animal. So how come if we said here that the only time the chacham agree that it's a birya, it's only if it has a neshama b'vnei atzmo. But a gita nasha has no neshama to it. How is that considered a birya? So Tosus says v'yesh lomar dehachi kamar shiny gita de biryahu. Since it comes from a live being, from an animal, so therefore Gita Nasha itself is considered a birya. So an entity from an animal is considered a birya, as opposed to chita doesn't come from any neshama, any life source. That's Tosus' first approach. But then Tosus says, "Velo nir," it doesn't appear to me correct. So nevela, which is a dead animal, you have a piece of meat from a live animal, it comes from a neshama, that's not considered a birya. So just because it comes from a neshama initially doesn't make it a din of a birya. So what's the definition of birya? Ela al-karcha chatam talei dechol she'oved shimo kishenichtach have birya. The halach is, whenever if you destroy it, if it loses its name, when it cuts off, it's considered a birya. So in other words, if you remove a gidanasha, it's still called a gidanasha. You take off a bone, that's called a bone. You don't call a bone a finger or whatever, it's a bone. But a Gidanasha still retained its shame b'fnei atzmo, so it's not tali on being a neshama or not, it's tali on having a independent shame. Now, Tosafot at the end says, if that's the case, the Gemara says here, the definition of birya is based on a neshama, not based on the shame. So at the end here, he tries to deal with how to read the Gemara properly here. But Tosafot's maskana is, a definition of a birya is something that has a shame b'fnei atzmo.
If it has a shame, it has a neshama, because the name is...
Not necessarily, because it must be another example of something that has a shame without being.
But let's say a leg of a nevela. It has a shame of leg.
Say again that.
The leg of a nevela.
Right.
It's the same thing as Gita Nasha. It has its part. It has a shame. It's called leg.
Right. The question is if it's a description or if it's a name. A leg's not called.
I guess it's toe.
Right. No, I think
the point is that it's specifically mentioned that name in the Torah.
In Torah, but we have the word regil also appears in the Torah.
So otherwise it doesn't make. I don't understand.
How do you? It gets into a larger question. What's considered a shame if an asmo?
Right.
So sometimes it's an isser. If there's a separate isser, that's a shame.
Why is a leg not a shame?
Yes,
if it has the meat on it. Then you can see it's the leg. If it's just the bone, then it's a bone. Because let's say a chicken leg.
I really can tell a chicken leg.
Is it about what's noticeable or not noticeable? Is that what it's called? Or the fact that Torah calls it a separate shame? I'm not sure. Okay. Interesting discussion to...
It's much easier to notice a leg than a gidanashi.
That's true. That is true. So I'm not sure exactly what the definition is. Okay.
It has to lose its name when it gets cut off. That's what Tosafot said, right?
It has to lose its name.
To become a birya. It says that the gid is no longer called that way once it's cut off.
So then why would it be called a birya if it loses its name then?
Because then it's considered that it's going after the original body, the entire body. The leg.
So that shows it's an neshama, you're saying?
I don't know if he's saying that shows it's an neshama or that just shows that it's...
But the name is going on the animal, not on the gidanashi.
Right, when the gid comes out, you wouldn't call it part of the animal. Yeah, you wouldn't call it a cow, but the leg, you would consider it independent.
It sounds complicated. Fine. Yumisha tells us, Ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo karaleim. A person eats bikurim before he actually does the kriya of the arami oved avi. He said he eats it before that point. Or he eats kachim chutz l'klaim. Kachim have to be eaten within the base of Mikdash. He eats it outside the base of Mikdash. Or kachi kalim, which are lower level karbanos, or ma'isa sheni chutz l'choma. These two items need to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. He eats them outside Yerushalayim. Hashover es etzem bepesach hatar. He breaks the bone of a karban pesach. Hareza lo karbam. These are examples of people who get malchus. Aval hamosir, one who leaves over nosar. We saw that before. Betawar. We said nosar doesn't get a lav, doesn't get malchus because it's a lav nitiklase. Or a shover betame, one who breaks the bone of a karban pesach that's tame. The Rashi quotes a pasuk that says only if it's the iser breaking bones of karbanos pesach is only if it's a kasher, not if it's a pasuk karban. Ain't a lo karban. These examples don't get Karban Malkus. And then the Mishnah says, Hanotel Aim al Habanim, Rabbi Huda Omer Lokivein Mashalech. We saw this already before. If you take the mother without sending away the you take the birds without sending away the mother bird, so then you get lashes, you don't and there's no way of fixing it. Chacham Omer Mishalech Vein Oloke. Chacham felt that you send it away and you don't get Malkus because they felt it was a asay, a lavanitek la asay. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvah lo sasei sheish bakum asei ein chayavim ale. Anytime there's a lav and there's a asei afterwards, you don't get a chiyamalkus because the asei fixes it. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimasa. This stam mishnah here is the position of Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to aval chachamim omrim bikurim hanacha makeves ben kriya ein makeves ben. There's a machlokis in general. When it comes to Bikurim, what's Bikurim? The farmer has Shivas Haminim. He has seven fruits, the seven special fruits of Eretz Israel, Chita, Sar, and so on. And the first fruit of that season, he's supposed to take it and put it in, to bring it to the base of Megdash to give it to the Kohanim there. So as part of the process, there's supposed to be a Kriya of Mikra Bikurim. That's the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. You're supposed to read that. And there's also Hanacha. You place it down, I think, on the Mizbeach area. So there's Hanacha and then there's a Kriya. So our Mishnah says if you eat it before there's a kriya, so the kriya is ma'akiv. The kriya serves as a matir to the bikurim. If you don't eat, if you don't say the kriya, there's no heter to bikurim, you get a lav. But now the Mishnah says that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Chacham hold, if you don't do the hanach, if you don't do the placing down, so then that's ma'akev, but if you don't do the kriya is not ma'akev, meaning you are allowed to eat the bikurim even though you haven't said the kriya. So our Mishnah does not go like the Chachamim who hold that Kriya ain't a makeves. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, "V'lei mazu divrei Rabbi Shimon simasa." So why not say this is Rabbi Shimon? Why don't you say Rabbi Shimon is the author? So the Gemara says, we'll see later on that he's the one who holds that Kriya is makeves as well. So the Gemara says, "Kamashman, we're trying to learn, teach us that Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon srilei." So Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Shimon. Just show you, everyone knows Rabbi Shimon sheet. Everyone's aware of Rabbi Shimon that Kriya is a Ma'keves. We're just trying to tell you another opinion that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon that Kriya is Ma'keves. So my Rabbi Shimon, where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kriya is Ma'keves? Mm-hmm. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, the Pasuk tells us, Vitrumas Yadcha, the beginning of Pasuk is as follows, Lo Sucha Lechel B'Sharecha, you cannot eat in your gates. And the Gemara, the pasuk goes on to list a number of examples. I'm reading the side for a second of the pasuk here. Ma'aser digancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarcha b'chares b'karecha v'tzonech tzonecha v'chol nidarecha asher tidor v'nidvosecha otshumas yadecha. So that's the entire pasuk. So there's a lav here that's going on these different items listed in the pasuk. So what are these different items listed in the pasuk? So the Gemara says tshumas yadecha. That's the last phrase. Elu bikurim. That's a reference to bikurim. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bazel L'mamdeinu. What's it telling me? You get a lav if you eat bikurim. You're supposed to eat bikurim. In Bala Ochlan L'chutz L'chama. If it's telling me you get a lav if you eat bikurim outside the walls of Yerushalayim, so Kalvachomer mi Meiser Akal. We know that already from a Kalvachomer. If Meiser, Ma Meiser Akal, Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Sheni fruits have to be taken to be eaten within the Chomos Yerushalayim. Bikurim also have to be taken to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. What's another example? What else? Net to revive. The fourth year fruits also have to be brought to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, if we already know that Ma'aser Sheni, which is more kal, the lach is you have to eat it inside, so certainly Bikurim we know from a Kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says again, Ma Ma'aser HaKal Ochlin Chutz L'choma Lok. If you eat the Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get Malkos. So Bikurim, Lokol Shokain. So certainly Bikurim, which is more Machmer, we'll see later on how it's more Machmer, but just accept it right now. Bikurim is more Machmer, so certainly you're going to get Malkos on eating Bikurim outside the Chomos Yerushalayim. So what's the pasuk tell me? Trumas yadecha. Where's the lav? What's the lav? So halal ba'kasav ela leochel bikurim ad shelo kara leam shuloka. So this must be telling us that if a person eats bikurim even within the walls of Yerushalayim, if he has not yet read the kriya, he has not yet read mikra bikurim, you're going to get malchus as well. So that's the position of Rabbi Shimon that kriya is ma'keves the achilas bikurim, just like Rabbi Kiva, just like our Mishnah here on Yudzayin. Then the Gemara finishes darshaning the pasuk.
Why couldn't you say it's hanacha and not kriya?
I mean, that's what he assumed. He didn't explain why he chose that one, but that's his position. So then the Gemara says, "V'nidvosecha zu toda v'shlamim." So this tells me that there's going to be a lav in eating a karban toda and eating a karban shlamim. So where do you find this exactly? So As a side point, just before I go, weiter, if you just look at Rashi for 1 second, Ad Shelo Kara Aleihem, you see Rashi 6 lines up from the bottom. Ad Shelo Kara Aleihem, it's an interesting point to have in mind. Rashi says, Arami Ovid Avi, before you read that and you ate it, you'd be Chai Malkos, Dim Eino Inyan Dechot Lechoma, because we already have a pasuk for it, Tineu Inyan Le'Isser Acher Haror Lehem. We could apply it to a different Isser. So what comes out here, there's a sheet of the Lecha Mishnah that holds that certain drushas cannot result in Malkos. So Im Eino Inyan, the question, he says, Im Eino Inyan cannot, you cannot apply Malkos to the drush of Im Eino Inyan. But that according point to this Rashi here, that you can. This is an Im Eino Inyan, and yet we still see the Gemara says you get Malkos for eating Bikurim before reading Kriya. So we passing that there is a Malkos through a drush of Im Eino Inyan. Fine. So then the Gemara says, what do we learn from the word vinidvosecha? Zu toda v'shlamim. So what's the Malkos for eating toda and shlamim? Amar Rabbi Shimon ma ba zet lamdeinu. What's this coming to teach us? Im le'ochan chutz l'chama. If it's telling us that if you eat the carbon toda or shlamim outside the walls of Yishlaim, you're going to get Malkos, well, that's a kavachomer mimaiser. So we already know that through a kavachomer. So halo ba'akas of elo le'ochel batoda v'shlamim lifnei zrika shulok. It's telling us that if a person eats from the carbon toda or from the carbon shlamim. Now, by the way, these in general you're allowed to eat, but you could only eat it after the kohen already sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. But prior to that, kodem mizrika, you're not allowed to. And if one does, one would get malkos for doing so. So then the Gemara says, ubichoros, what does that teach us? Zeh b'chor, that you get malkos for eating b'chor. Why would you get malkos for eating b'chor? You're supposed to eat a b'chor. So Amar Rav Shimon again, ma ba ze lelamdeinu, what's this coming to teach us? Im le'ochan chutz l'choma. If a person eats b'chor outside the walls of Yishalayim, ha'vachom mi'maiser. We already know you're going to get malkos for that from Meiser. So im lefnei zrika, if it's telling us if you eat from the b'chor before you sprinkle on the blood, the sprinkle of blood on the mizbeach, that's learned out from kavachomer mitod v'shlamim. Because a b'chor is more chomer than a carbon tod and shlamim, as we'll see shortly. So what's this coming to teach us? Why is it including a b'chor? Halo ba kasav ela l'ochel min ha-b'chor afilu l'achar zrika shehuloka. The person eats from the b'chor, even after you've sprinkled the blood, one would still get malkos. Why? So Rashi points out just very clearly, you're supposed to eat the b'chor. Rashi says 3 lines up from the bottom, afilu l'achar zrika shuloka im zarhu, if he's a non-kohen. She'ena b'chor nechel ela l'kohanim v'zuhu yazarasa. So this is the azara for eating so. So a zar who eats the b'chor after the zrika, he gets malkos based on this pasuk. Next drasha, the Gemara says, "Bekarcha v'tzonecha, tzonecha, zuchatas v'ashim." Now, by the way, just keep in mind, we're going backwards in the order of the pasuk here. Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Yeah. So, we're going backwards. Bekarcha v'tzonecha, zuchatas v'ashim. So, what's the aveira? You're supposed to eat the chatas v'ashim, at least certain parts of it. So, again, Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma ba'ze lamdeinu, what's this coming to teach us? Im le'ochlan chutz l'choma, to tell me you can't eat a chatas or an asham outside the walls of Yerushalayim, we already know kavachomer meiser. Im lefnei zrika, if you can't eat it before the zrikas dam, we know kavachomer mitod v'shavim. Im lachar zrika, if a zar can eat it after the zrika, that we learn from a kavachomer mibachor, because chatas and asham are more chomer than a bachor. So what are we learning from the drasha? Hala bo akasav ela leochel mechatas v'asham afilu lachar zrika chutz lekalayim shuloka. Up until this point, we are learning the walls of Yerushalayim. Chatas v'ashem has a more limitation. You can't eat it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So one eats it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's within the walls of Yerushalayim, he's going to get malchus as well, based on this drasha. Now the next drasha of the pasuk is v'nidarech. What do we learn from this pasuk? This one's even on a kohen. Right. Then the Gemara says v'nidarech.
Rashi says huzar.
Where? Now that's talking about the previous stage, I think. No? Mm-hmm. I think it's after.
Which stage is that?
Yeah, that's. That's learned that from Bechor. That's a previous one about Lachar Zrika from Todin Shlavim. From Bechor, I mean.
So he's repeating yeah. If you're Zar.
Exactly. But then he says that later on, he doesn't mention any Kutla Klaim. He just says Vazhara. So seemingly it's going even on a Kohen, because a Kohen is not allowed to eat outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So then the Gemara says, Nidarecha teaches us what? Zu ola, a carbon ola. So Amar Bishum ma ba zel lamdeinu, what do we learn about eating a carbon ola? When would there be malkos? Im le'ochan chutz l'chayma kavachomer meiser. We already know you can't eat outside the walls of Yerushalayim from meiser sheni. Im le'fnei zrika kavachomer mitod v'shlamim. Im lachazrika kavachomer mi bechor. If it's a kohen, if it's zara, or again, well, this could be anyone actually, because a kohen can't eat from an ola either. Do they say that here? Nothing is eaten from the ola. The ola is kula kolio. So I imagine, well, I guess we'll see what it gets to, but I imagine this line would even be a kohen, because a kohen can't eat from this. I'm guessing, but I don't see any comments here. And im chutz l'klaim kavachomer mechatis v'ashem. If you're eating it outside the base of Migdash, that we know kavachomer from carbon chatis v'ashem. So what do we learn from the ola being mentioned here? Hallo, ba'akasiv ella to tell me la'ochel mina ola. This is your answer. La'ochel mina ola ala'acher zrika afilu b'fnim shuloke. One who eats, and Rashi says afilu kohen, even a kohen who eats from the ola after zrika inside the base of Migdash, one will get Malkus, because again, the ola is something that's kulo kalo. It's a fascinating statement now. Amar Rava, Rava says, delay the ema kribi shimon teled vilo lo teled. Rashi says here, delay the ema kribi shimon teled kol shimon yoled this tivakesh rachmim hiratsan shei kribi shimon. So, well, Rashi changed what's going on here. The pashup shah in the Gemara is, those who are zocha that have a child like kribi shimon should be zocha. Those who won't is not worthy of having any children. Very strange thing. Rashi says what it means is a mother should daven that their child should be someone like Rabbi Shimon. Now, the afagav dislay pircha, even though there's a kasha, as we'll see later on his whole drash he just made, the whole thing he's going to throw out, still Rabbi Shimon is very worthwhile to have a son like Rabbi Shimon. So my chumra, what was the chumra? Now Gemara is going to figure out what was the chumra of each of the levels we spoke of before. So my chumra, the bikurim mimaiser. How would bikurim more stringent than that of maiser? Shekain asurin lizarim. A mice, maiser sheni can be eaten by anyone, even a zar. Bikurim can only be eaten by a kohen, so that's the chumra of a bikurim. So Gemara says, ah, the rabbi, I would say the opposite. That maiser is really more chumra than the bikurim. Shekain asur leonin. An onin, a person who loses a relative and before the burial there's a state of aninus, an onin is not allowed to eat maiser sheni, but an onin may eat bikurim. So then the Gemara says further, "My chumra the tov devashlamim. Why did you assume tov devashlamim is more chumra than meiser? Shekain tunim matan damim ve'murim lagavim mizbech. Because in meiser sheni nothing goes on the mizbech; it's all eaten. But chata tov devashlamim, there's blood and then there's parts of the body that are thrown into the mizbech. So that's how we know chata asham. No, sorry, tov devashlamim or more chumra." So then he says, "Adrabah," I would say the opposite. Meiser is more chumra. Shekain tunun kesef. Tzura. That Maisa Sheni, you could be pulled the Maisa Sheni outside the walls of Yishalayim. But when you pulled it, it has to be redeemed onto a coin that has a tzura, that has a its regular currency. As opposed to a tod shlamim, normally the halacha is, if you have a karban, that's kedushas guf, you're not allowed to be pulled the kedushas guf. So if I take my cow and maktish it with kedushas guf, I can't be pulled it. But if it gets a mum, it's now called psule mukdashim, then you are able to redeem the kedusha from that pasul cow. When I redeem it, I could place it on a coin that doesn't have a tzura. So the requirements of the type of pidyon needed for meiser tells me that meiser sheni is more chamer than that of toda and shlamim. So then the Gemara says further, my chumra de bechor. Why is bechor more chamer than toda v'shlamim?
Sorry, yeah. Meiser sheni to compare it to a mum shouldn't be tame or something. Meaning they're comparing a psul already with something that doesn't have a psul.
Yeah, but they're still just comparing just the aspect of the pidyon. There's so much different than Maaser Sheni of the fact that you're even making a comparison to strange thing in the first place.
Yeah, it's not really a chumra because the Maaser Sheni is much more chumra. You cannot pull it at all.
No, you can pull it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So when
a korban is.
Right, but when you do the pidyon, though, it has to be done in a certain way with certain restrictions or not. Again, it seems pasha that chatas, rather the tol d'shlamim, should certainly be more chumra than. But it seems like they're playing devil's advocate here. So then the Gemara says, "My chumra de bechor mitod v'shlamim." In what way is bechor more chumra than the carbon toda and the carbon shlamim? Shekein kedusha somirechem, because the moment this is born, the bechor goes into kedusha, as opposed to a toda shlamim. It's only once a person's makdish. So then the Gemara says, "Ah, the rabbi, I would say the opposite. That toda v'shlamim is a chumra mi shekein tun smicha unisachim tenufa chazev shok. That toda shlamim you require to do smicha, placing your hands upon it. You have to accompany it with nisach hayayin. You have to wave it, the chazev and the shok, and that's not needed by bechor. So we keep going back and forth. They're going. It's not so clear what's a chumra here. And furthermore, my chumra de chatas v'ashem mi bechor. Who says chatas is more chumra than bechor? Shekein kachay kachim. These are categorized as kachay kachim, which means you cannot eat it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to bechor is kachay kalim, which can be eaten anywhere within Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says, but the other way around, other Abba, bechor should be more chumra than a chatas in an asham, shekein kedusha samirachim. It has kedusha ready from its birth. So my chumra the ola mechatas v'ashem. Who says ola is more stringent than a chatas in an ashem? Shekein kolil. It gets kula kolil. The entire ola is burnt up. No one gets to eat it. It's all up to Hashem. That sounds like a chumra. Adar abba, chatas v'ashem is chamiri. Shekein mechapre v'chuli chamir. Shekein mechapre. Chatas v'ashem provides a kapara. An ola doesn't provide kapara. Now it's not really true. If you remember the Gemara in Yuma, an ola is mechaper for an aseh. I think a. Which lavanita klase maybe? Did Rashi quote this? There is a, I think it's a bit to say in a couple other examples. Ola is mechaper a little bit, but its essence of a ola is really a durin. The Gemara calls its presence to Hashem. That's the essence of a carbon ola. But a chatas and asham is the essence is really a bring a kapara. Fine. And then the Gemara says v'chulu chamir me'ola. And all the examples above, all the other karbanos are more chamir than an ola. The isbehu shei achilos. They have two achilos, meaning the mizbeach eats and then the kachatas or the baal eats. So we see that it's not so clear that Rabbi Shimon is correct in his presentation because nothing was really vade achumer. You could say either way. So ela mai di yalei de ema Rabbi Shimon de lamai de svirle lididei misaris le lekra v'darshile. This is really addressing what was bothering Ricky. That you're right, his whole judge was incorrect because the chumras and the kulas were not so precise. But the very fact that he was able to turn around, twist the psuk, and make such a fancy drasha, going out of order, this way and that way, this way and that way, that was very impressive to Rava, and that's why he said, praiseworthy is the one who has such a child as Rabbi Shimon. That was his understanding. So even though it seems strange to us that everything was out of order, that was actually the praise of his ability to darshan the phrases out of order to give his presentation. Now, even though in the end, the Kavah Chomers weren't correct. Fine. So now the Gemara says, another problem with Rabbi Shimon's presentation was, we said that Kal v'chomer mi ma'aseh sheni, Kal v'chomer mi bechor. So you already know there's a klal, you cannot learn Kal v'chomer when it comes to Azharos and Onshim. So how would, he said, we don't need a pasuk for Bikurim because you can learn a Kal v'chomer from ma'aseh sheni. So the Gemara says, v'chi ma'asirin min adin? Are we allowed to learn an Azhara through logic, through a Kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, ha'afilul ma'an damar Onshim adin, Ein matir miradin. Everyone agrees, even if you assume there's a machlokas in general, whether you could apply a onesh through kal v'chomer. Now, even the one who says you can, you could use a kal v'chomer to apply an onesh, he'll agree you cannot apply a nazhara. The warning cannot be learned out through a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, really the answer is isura ba'alma. It's an isur ba'alma. Rashi explains here four wide lines down, isura ba'alma. So what's onshin versus azhara? Onshin means like an onish misa. Azhara means malchus. So Rabbi Shimon's not suggesting to learn as a source of malchus. He's saying we can learn that there's an iser involved, but not to say that there's malchus here. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Rabbi Shimon is only saying to learn a kal v'chomer from Ma'aseh Sheni or Bikurim just to apply an Isser Ba'alma, but he was never suggesting to give Malkus in each of these kal v'chomers. But v'ha amar Rava, didn't Rava say, a zar she'achal min ha'ola, a non-kohen who eats from the ola, lifnei zrika, chutz l'choma, before the zrika, outside the choma, the Rabbi Shimon, loke chamisha, he gets five sets of lashes here, because one, he ate from the ola, number two, he ate before the zrika, number three, he ate outside the choma. Where are the other two? Rashi probably goes through all these. He's a czar. What's fifth one I'm missing here?
It's basar ola.
Chutz l'klaim and chutz l'choma. Those are two separate ones. Fine. So now, as we see clearly, Rabbi Shimon was using these kal v'chomers to apply malchus. The Gemara says, no, chamisha isurim habi. He wasn't saying you get five lashes, sets of lashes. Rather, you get five isurim here, but there are no malchus. But the Gemara says, v'ha anantanan eluhena lokin. Aren't these the very examples of the lokin, where you get malchus from? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Really, Rabbi Shimon agrees, for all these Yisurim listed, you do get Malkos. But it's not really learned out from Kal v'chomer like it was presented. Elakra Yiserahi. All these cases were extra psukim. Because Rashi says here, Hai kra de lo sucha la'achel de ka mani l'kuli begavei. That pasuk lo sucha la'achel b'sharecha, they're really extra words here. The michti. Ksiv la'el minei v'avesim shama v'kula b'hai kra ksivi. It says above, you should bring all these karbanos and list it in the recha, nidvecha, b'karcha, v'sonecha. Everything was listed already once before. So therefore, the next pasuk should say, lichto basrei. The second pasuk should simply say, lo sucha la'achel b'sharecha. So, which comes to include everything else. The fact that it went ahead and listed everything tells us that they're all extra to learn a special drasha. So let's read that inside the Gemara now. Michti. Ksiv Vavesa Shama. It says Vavesa Shama. The rest of the pasuk on the side here tells me that Olo Seichem, Vizivchechem, Vesmeso Seichem, Veshumash Yadechem, Vidirechem, Vidivosechem, Vichars, Bukarchem, and Sonechem. It said all these different examples. So why does it go ahead and say Vachalto Fnei Hashem Alkecha? Next pasuk, Bimakom, it says, where's the pasuk I want in here? V'chatu l'fnei Hashem elokecha b'makom. So wait, the pasuk on the side here is different. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, it should be v'chatu sham l'fnei Hashem elokecha. That's what it should say. That's what the pasuk at least says on the side here. There's a bunch of yourselves here. Okay.
Because the article fixes it.
Yeah, there's a few. Yeah, okay, there are a few different gyrsalas here, but in the end of the day, the Gemara says, Lichto Rachman, the Torah should simply say, Lo Suchal Lachem, you can't eat them outside. Mehadim Farshbu Rachman Alamli. So why did the Pasuk go ahead and delineate each one of them, as we saw in the Pasuk earlier? So it tells us, Ella, to tell us, Liyuchude Lehulave Lechalchad Vechad, to tell us that each of those listed has a separate Isser. And it's not learned from a Kal Vachomer like initially presented, rather it's learned out from the extra Pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow we'll have it after the 7 o'clock minute.